the 4th of...
From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study entitled Understanding the Christian Life in Relation to the Holy Spirit. And as I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, I believe that there are many people, particularly Christians, who really do not understand thoroughly the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, it's absolutely impossible for us to study everything that the Bible says about the Holy Spirit in a 15-minute broadcast for a week long or 2 weeks long or whatever the case, because the Bible has to say a lot about the Holy Spirit. But I trust that what we are studying this week will give you a basic understanding of the ministry of the Holy Spirit and will also encourage you to dig a bit deeper into the Word of God to understand the Holy Spirit, because it's important that every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior have the right understanding with and about the Holy Spirit. A number of years ago, I had a person tell me, and I've thought about this, and I think it's true, that spiritual growth and development comes as the result of a right relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so when we understand the Holy Spirit and have a right relationship with the Holy Spirit, we will be growing in the things of the Lord. And we know that that's what God wants us to do. Well, so far in our series, we've had the opportunity of looking at the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And then we have started to look at the Holy Spirit in the Gospels. And of course, I mentioned yesterday when we looked at this, that the Gospels provide a period of instruction and transition of the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the clear teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yesterday we noted from John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, the unique ministry of the Holy Spirit and how it was prophesied by Christ that for those who trust Jesus Christ as Savior, particularly in the church age, or the dispensation of grace, they will receive spiritual satisfaction. And that's absolutely true. Today, we want to turn to John chapter 14 and look at the unique ministry of the Holy Spirit and how it was promised by Christ, first of all, in relationship to the believers, and secondly, we will look at how the Lord Jesus promised the work of the ministry of the Spirit in relationship to the unbelievers. Now, we'll not get to look at the Spirit in relationship to the unbelievers today, but let's look at the work of the Holy Spirit as promised by Christ in relationship to the believers. So turn with me, if you can, to John chapter 14. And I would like to read with you verses 16 through 18 and then verse 26. Notice what the Word of God says. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, and then verse 26, where Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless." And then verse 26 of John 14, Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now what we see in that passage of Scripture, John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, and verse 26, are several elements of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer as promised by the Lord Jesus Christ. I might say, first of all, that you can see there in verse 17 that the world cannot receive the Spirit of God because they're not saved. They're not born again. The only way one can receive the Spirit of God is by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. As a matter of fact, in Romans chapter 8, the Word of God tells us that if we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we don't belong to Christ. And certainly, unsaved people don't have the Spirit of Christ, and therefore, they do not belong to the Lord. But notice, if you would please, what the Lord Jesus said the relationship of the Holy Spirit would be with believers. Number one, He will comfort believers. We see that in John chapter 14 and verse 16a, where the Lord Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter." What is Jesus saying here? Well, keep in mind, He is preparing His disciples for the fact that He was soon going to go to the cross and then go back into heaven. And so He said to them, "When I go, I will send you another Comforter." That is, another Comforter of the same kind. Just like He was there to comfort them, the Holy Spirit would be their Comforter after He went back to heaven. And that simply means that the Holy Spirit is the one who will come alongside of believers and help them as they live their Christian life. We could not live the Christian life on our own, but the Lord Jesus promised that the Spirit of God would comfort us and strengthen us to live the Christian life for which we can give God the praise. Secondly, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will abide with believers forever. You see that also in John chapter 14 and verse 26, where it says that He may abide with you forever. That's talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Once the Holy Spirit comes into our lives at the point of salvation, He will never leave us. He will be with us for all of eternity to comfort us and to strengthen us. Of course, that indicates to us very clearly that we will never lose our salvation, because remember, if one is not saved, he does not have the Holy Spirit. If one is saved, he does have the Holy Spirit. And the fact that the Holy Spirit will abide with believers forever is an indication of our eternal security. The third thing we see here through the teaching of the Lord Jesus is that the Holy Spirit will indwell believers. Now again, this is tied into the fact that He abides with us. But notice what it says. He says, "Even the Spirit of truth," and that's important to understand, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, which means He is truly God, and He teaches us the truth of God. But it goes on to say, "whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you." He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Indeed, we rejoice over the fact that the Holy Spirit does dwell with us. But you see, at the point of salvation, as I said a moment ago, He takes up His permanent residency within us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is God in us, as it were. And then the Lord Jesus teaches us here that it's the Holy Spirit who will teach us the things of God. Notice verse 26 of John 14, where Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." You see, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. You and I could never understand anything about the Word of God, about God Himself, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the Holy Spirit, about anything biblically based. We could not understand anything of Scripture apart from the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us the tremendous truths of the Word of God. And so we ought to be thankful for the Holy Spirit. In relationship to believers, He comforts us, He abides with us, He indwells in us, and He teaches us. Do you see why I have been emphasizing throughout the course of this week that without the Holy Spirit, we could not live the Christian life? And that's why it's important to do everything that we can to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because the more we understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the more we will allow Him to work in our lives, and the more we will be strengthened and comforted and understanding the things of the Word of God, so that we might live according to the will of God. Yes, every day we should thank God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's one more thing I want to share with you concerning the relationship of the believers to the Holy Spirit as taught by Christ. Go to John chapter 15 and verse 26. John chapter 15 and verse 26, and notice what it says there as Jesus is speaking. He says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." What does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit testifies of the Lord Jesus, teaches us about the Lord Jesus, and even exalts the Lord Jesus. In other words, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is not to testify of himself or to exalt himself, as it were, but the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to testify of Christ and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you see, without the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there is a whole lot that we would not have, nor would we know, about the things of the Lord. And so I trust that even as we've just looked at these five things concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that you've been encouraged to study more about the Holy Spirit, that you might come into a greater understanding of how He works. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll take some time to look at the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the unbelievers. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.